We're at this old favourite fishing hole of mine. Used to come here many, many years ago, whenever I was just a lad of 12 or 13. And there's a little waterfall here and a big pool of water full of trout. And years ago, whenever my dad worked out near these parts, he'd drop me off and I would spend Saturday morning fishing for trout in this big fishing hole behind me. It's very, very deep. And a number of years after that, I was about 29, maybe 30 years of age. I'd got married by this stage, hadn't been down in these parts for a long, long time, probably 16 or 17 years. I just finished Bible college. It was my birthday. My wife had bought me a beautiful Henry Lloyd t-shirt. And one summer's evening, I said to her, I'm going to go fishing. And I had it in my mind that I would come back to this very spot. So I got the fishing rods together and had this nice white Henry Lloyd t-shirt on. And it was a lot less growing up than it is today. It's about 14 years ago. And I clambered my way down just to the water's edge. First cast, casting over towards the waterfall there. Felt my feet starting to slip. I had Wellington boots on. And just as I started to slip, I threw my fishing rod up over my shoulders and slid down into this big pool here. And I was able to hook my elbows out a little bit onto the rock that I was previously standing on, and up to about my neck in water. Took about 5 or 10 minutes to get clambered out again. Absolutely drenched from here down. Jeans, Wellington's full of water. T-shirt absolutely soaked. Took a long time to get myself pulled out, because this waterfall is a bit of a suction with it, pulling me towards it. Couldn't feel the bottom of my feet, not sure how deep it is, but not a very pleasant experience. And it drew my mind back to whenever I was a little boy. If I'd fallen in then, it probably would have been the end of the road for me. After I got out, took the t-shirt off, wrung it out, thought I'd still do a little bit more fishing, went a little bit further down the river, but it was covered in all this algae and gunge. And it was a very, very warm summer's evening. And during climbing down through all this undergrowth here, I upset a bee's nest and got stung about 5 or 6 times. And just lost the head, decided to come home. So I was home within the hour. Wife heard the front door opening and she says, "You're back already?" And then she came down and saw the state of me. And that nice new t-shirt was ruined. But it was stuck in this big hole here. And as I thought about that recently, it just reminds me of the 40th Psalm. Psalm 40, the psalmist David gives his testimony and says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto your God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his peace, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." There's David's testimony. He says, "The Lord brought me up out of an horrible pit, and set my feet upon a rock." And I'm not sure if you've ever found yourself sinking, or getting carried along with the current, or maybe falling into a pool like this and finding it very, very difficult to get out, makes you a little bit afraid. And in life's circumstances, we can find ourselves in terrible, difficult situations. Maybe today you're not a Christian, and you're bound and fettered by addiction, by fear, by guilt, by uncertainty. And as you think about life and how brief it is, you wonder where you're going. You wonder where you'll be in eternity. And you find yourself struggling in the guilt of sin, why not call upon the Lord? He can lift you out of that horrible pit and set your feet upon a rock, change your life completely, and put a new song in your mouth and establish your goings and lead you on with himself. It's wonderful to be saved. The old hymn writer said, "When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me." I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more, overwhelmed by guilt within. Mercy I did implore. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Christ my Saviour lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me. Calvary love, the love that Jesus Christ has for you and I, it's unparalleled. And He can lift you out of whatever situation you're in and bring you into a relationship with Himself. God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.